I've always loved babies and little kids. And so I started doing a lot of babysitting. One of the people I babysat for the most was Debbie, because she lived around the corner. So in high school, when I had the opportunity, I had the opportunity to get college credit, high school credit, for volunteering in a lab at Swarthmore. And so I asked Debbie if I could help out in her lab, not really knowing anything about what she studied, but knowing that it involved babies. I got unbelievably lucky that I just so happened to babysit for someone who was doing, you know, such interesting research. I did a lot of calling parents, and I did actually learn how to run studies, doing sort of early versions of methods that, you know, have been refined since, like the head turn preference procedure. And in fact, one of the things I most clearly remember was that when I was in high school and volunteering, I helped collect data for the honors thesis of a senior who happened to be Amanda Woodward. And so when I was, you know, 15 or 16, I was helping out in the lab for Amanda's thesis, which is kind of cool, you know, in retrospect, to have some, to have gotten to work on the thesis of someone who went on to do such important work. I did some music cognition research too. That was the first time I did music research, was working in Debbie's lab. I helped out on a project that involved looking at perfect pitch in adults. And as a musician, I was really amazed that you could actually study, that music was the object of scientific study.
Yeah.
To me, it was really compelling. And in fact, when I wrote my college applications, I wrote about wanting to do that.